أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واصبر على ما يقولون وهجرهم هجرا جميلا وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember Allah ta'ala in parts of the night. Make the Hajjud namaz also, remember Allah ta'ala, and that will give you the power to do the great work which was commissioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the day, to bring the message, the whole message of Islam, and not only as a religion as we understand, but as a complete way of life, in which private life, public life, governance, everything was included. So further now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the people to Allah ta'ala, and this surat and these ayat were revealed in Makkah Sharif, then the people, there was a lot of opposition. People went out of their way to oppose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and let not, so that his deen does not spread and does not come in the world. So for that Allah ta'ala says, wasbir ala ma yaqulun, or sehtare jo kuch kehte rahe, and you keep on making sabr on whatever they say. They should say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uz billah, is a soothsayer, is a fortune teller, is a magician, is a liar, na'uz billah. What terrible things they used to say about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even physical harm they used to cause in a great way. And in Makkah Sharif, in the whole stay of Makkah, there was no permission from Allah Ta'ala to fight back or defend oneself. Just make sabr. This was a whole period of just making sabr. In Medina Sharif, Allah Ta'ala then there gave the command of jihad and to fight back. But in Makkah Sharif, it was just to make sabr. So Allah Ta'ala says, make sabr, and Allah defines this sabr also. Further Allah says, وَحْجُرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا, or chhorne unko bhali tarah ka chhorna, and just you stay away from them, and in a good way you stay away from them. So this is staying away. And yet there is a great lesson for us also, when people oppose us, etc., and depending on the condition at the time, a person either makes just sabr, and he just stays away from them, does not interfere with them. And that staying away, the ulama have written, hajran jameela, a beautiful staying away, la shikwa fiha, don't complain about it also, wala intiqam, and don't take revenge also in it. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed and he knew what the people are saying. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala said, yeah, while it was in Makkah Sharif, no taking revenge whatsoever. You just make sabr all the time, and don't reply to anything what they got to say. And in a nice way, you keep on trying. This was still the command of Allah, to call them towards Allah, towards the true deen, to their salvation in this world and the year after. And then Allah Ta'ala said, and that you're not going to take revenge, they are doing wrong to you. You don't worry, I'm there on your behalf, and I will take revenge. And this is also a serious thing which we must consider. Many times when we make zulm to people who are under us, which happens very commonly with the wife, we make zulm on her, we speak very bad way to her, etc., and she has got nowhere to turn and she only makes sabr. We should remember Allah takes care then, Allah acts on behalf of that person. And when Allah acts on behalf of a person, then it's a very serious matter. For this reason also, it is written that if somebody troubles a person, then in Shariat it is permissible, a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. Likewise, you can take your revenge also. But if you don't take revenge, and especially if you're a favorite of Allah, a friend of Allah, Allah takes revenge on behalf of that person. And that is a very, very serious matter when Allah Ta'ala will take revenge. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explained some of that punishment. In other ayats in the Quran, there are other punishments mentioned. Yeah, this punishment is mentioned. Allah says, وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ اور چھوڑ دے مجھ کو اور جھٹلانے والوں کو. You leave them to me, I will sort them out. I will deal with them. And when Allah will deal with a person, it's a very serious matter. And these people, أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ جو آرام میں رہے ہیں, those people who are in their comfort zone now, and they think they're forever going to be in their comfort zone and take life easily and lucky in their luxury they are, and this luxury has gone to their head, that they don't want to accept the Nabi of Allah, but even worse, they are opposing him and they are attacking him in every way. So Allah says, I will deal with them, وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا or deal they unko thori si, and give them a little respite. Let them fool themselves and think that they are going and they're doing everything, it's going in their way. Give them this little time. Remember, we have got such punishment. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا وَجَحِيمًا. البتہ ہمارے پاس بھیریاں ہیں اور آگ کا ڈھیر. Undoubtedly, we have got shackles with which we will shackle their feet. These are just some of the punishments of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَحِيمَا, and we've got blazing fire to punish them also. وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةً, اور کھانا گھلے میں اٹکنے والے, and we have got food for them which will be thorns, and they will get stuck in their throat. That type of punishment also. A person will be so hungry, he'll have no choice. And the food that he will eat will be thorns. And the thorns will go and get stuck in his throat. That is also one type of punishment that we have got reserved for these people. وَعَذَابًا أَلِيمًا or عَذَاب دَرْنَاك, and we have got a very painful punishment waiting for such people. So yeah, there is a great warning that we must not oppose the people of deen and make a mockery out of them, joke about them, etc. And we cause inconvenience and we attack them. There is a terrible punishment for that, and Allah Ta'ala will take punishment. These people normally, they will just overlook it, make sabr, carry on. But Allah acts on their behalf, and that is a serious matter. May Allah protect us all.